Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
It's the 38th annual Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl competition, Saturday, December 7th at noon at the Atoka Livestock Auction. Selling 60 breeding-aged bulls, limousine and limb flex, mostly black polled. To view an online catalog, go to www.americancattleservices.com or call Ken Holloway at 580-581-7652. That's 580-581-7652. The Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl competition, Saturday, December 7th at Atoka Livestock Auction.
Today's cattle futures market was a little bit higher here and rallied into the close. December live cattle were up $1.02, made new highs here and closed at 120.72, which is the highest they have traded. February's up 85, April's up $1.15 at 126.37, June's up 75 at 117.05. Of course, the big deal here is the fact that they did make new highs. So that kind of opens the door following an on-feed report and a cold storage report with the on-feed showing pretty big placements. The market just completely shrugged that off and moved on higher. This is also in the face of lower box beef prices. They've come down about $8 here in the last little bit on choice, down $1.07 today at midday at $232.17. Select was up $1.74 at $213.65. Now the choice select spreads tightened up here to $18.52. There was some cash trade today. It looked like from 116 to 117, which was steady to a dollar higher than the market last week, and that also helped lift the live cattle slightly. Feeder cattle, on the other hand, were down 17 in January at 141.80. Marches were up 7. The good news is they've come off the low about $1.20. Hogs finished about 20 cents weaker here, so that was a little bit disappointing here. They've been grinding lower for quite some time.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Register now for the 24th annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January the 28th and 29th in Wichita, Kansas. This year featured speakers include Dr. Daphne Miller, Jason Mock, Steve Groff, and Lauren Steinlegie. Pre-conference events include Fundamentals of Soil Health Workshops and Advanced Symposium with John Kemp and Michael Phillips. Early registration discounts are now open. Scholarships are available for women and people of color. Visit www.notill.org for all of the details.
The grain futures market continues to move lower here. We had corn down 3 cents, December down to 367. The biggest thing going on in the December grains is first notice days Friday, and the markets are closed Thursday for Thanksgiving. So we need to have everybody rolled out of December by tomorrow. So that's one thing we're seeing here. That's most of the action. December down 3.5 at 367. Beans continue to grind lower. January's were down 8 at 884.5, and that's the lowest we've seen since September. Back in September, the low was about 865. So we're still about, 19 cents off of that low. I've been selling off pretty steady here going back to about a little over a month ago. Wheat futures were down 1 to 3 cents. They, despite being down, they were 4 or 5 cents off the low. So that was one kind of a glimmer of hope there. The cotton finished the day, December up 21 at 64.90. March was up 15 at 65.95. And every once in a while, you know, we've heard these Chinese talk stories, but both sides are making some pretty positive comments that something may be about to happen there in terms of the U.S. and China. But I'm not going to hold my breath on that deal because we've heard that many times before.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.